115-183 and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of Taft Avenue. The 911 address is 38837 Taft Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 165. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. The applicant is seeking a 0.2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing staircase.
If you would, please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry. My husband was supposed to be here, but he can't because he's in India, so I'm hoping that I answer and do what I'm supposed to do. Yes, so there's a spiral staircase that's going over about 2 inches from the 5-foot. And I brought some pictures that weren't in the packet, so can I leave these? To read. Yes, so it's allowed to be 5-foot, but it's 4'10" from the boundary. But if you could take a look, that on the ground level, it's more than 6.5 feet from, like, where you actually have to walk from the outside going into the gate, because we also have a pool. But it was the only place we could put with such a narrow space, and we actually put the stairwell on the actual deck that's inside. But what is going over is the halfway going up the stairwell. I don't know if that makes sense. So that's where the 2 inches goes over. And it was very difficult to, I guess, the place to be able to walk in. There's a picture of where the glass is that you could walk in across, but there's not much space to walk through, so we, yeah, the narrow stairwell, spiral stairwell that we picked. And the neighbors love it. The grandkids love it. It is our retirement home, but we do have grandkids that come in, and there's nowhere else to be able to go upstairs to the top. I guess they call it an egress. Yeah, especially if you're coming in from the pool and wet, going upstairs, so.
How did you become aware of this issue?
Well, we sought to get, I guess, a permit. Well, I know we got permits for everything, but when the guy came over, he's like, oh, you're about 2 inches off. And he said we needed to get a variance, so.
It's 2 inches off, about 10 feet up in the air?
Yes, up 10 feet up in the air. And the lower part is, I think, 6.5 feet, so that's well past the 5-foot.
Nobody's complained about it?
No.
And you said this was your only way, did you say this was your only way up?
Outside.
Outside.
Yeah. Inside, there are some stairs, but they're pretty steep, and it makes it a little difficult coming in from the pool.
You obviously had a contractor build this?
Yes.
And you trusted them to have?
Yes.
To put this where you wouldn't need to come to have a variance, but here we are.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't have known that any other way, correct?
No.
Okay.
Was the house supposed to be set 6 feet off of the other side, or was it supposed to be close? Was it, you have a 5-foot side yard setback, and I didn't know if when you developed this, if the plan was that it was to be set 5 feet off the other side so that those stairs would fit, or was this always intended to be in this location?
I'm not sure. The stairwell?
The entire house?
All the houses there actually were mobile homes. So they were all a lot smaller, but I guess as they have lost families, people have built up. And so ours is actually one of the smaller homes there, but I'm not exactly sure.
My question is, the dwelling that you have, it could be 5 feet from the side property line on the other side, in which case, if it was, those stairs would not need a variance because on this side they encroach on the, I guess, on the west side.
I think it's actually smaller on the other side, but I'm not
sure. It is. What I'm saying is your house could have been placed closer to the side yard setback on the other side.
Right.
In which case, if it had been, your stairs would not need a variance because then they would
I hear what you're saying, yes.
Was the home, this is a new home, correct?
No.
It's not?
No, it's
okay.
Been there, yeah.
How long has the home been there?
Oh, gosh, I want to say 2013. We moved in it about 5 years ago.
Okay, all right. So you didn't place the house, but you put the spiral staircase in?
Yes.
What was the construction project that you did that led to the spiral staircase being put in?
Well, we did a lot of different things. We added a pool and we put in a garage and we put in, I'm not sure exactly what.
Was there already a second floor to the home at that time?
There was already a second floor. Yes.
You found those, that the stairs were needed to be able to safely access that second floor, is that right?
Yes, from the outside.
Okay, you didn't have any prior stairs that access them easily?
No.
Okay. All right.
We picked whatever was the smallest, most condensed stairwell.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? If you would please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13148? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13148? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13148 for Ricky and Deborah Rodriguez Gumo. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property was placed there before they owned it. It is important for them to have to safely get down from the second deck. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Code zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, as she trusted a contractor and, you know, didn't think she needed the variance. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimal variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I do have a motion and a second. Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13148 has been approved. Have a good evening.
Thank you.